is a shark tonight.
You are hot, sir.
Hot mic?
Sure, why not?
All right.
Am I even talking again?
Hey-o, hey-o. Vampire Weekend. Vampire Weekend. Vampire Weekend. How are my levels? Vampire Weekend.
Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai.
Vampire Weekend.
Levels too hot.
Vampire Weekend.
Cobra Kai.
What time is it, David?
The time. Thank you very much, Segway Master. The time is 6:08 in the p.m. You are still listening to 91.7 FM KOOP Horns via Austin or online at KOOP.org. It's the best guy, way to go! Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP.
What did we just listen to, Mac?
We just heard the yeah, but Kiss Me off of their is EP. And then before that,
we heard Whole Lot of Woman from the Compulsive Gamblers off the album Crystal Gazing. Luck amazing.
David Hatta, good to have you back.
Great to be back.
Special thanks to Jimena Estrada. David Hatta was on assignment, quote unquote, last week.
Yes, I was on a very important business. I was on a business trip.
Yeah, and Jimena filled in. Yes. A very important business. Why are you lying like that?
What are you talking about? I had a business trip. I had to go out of town.
You told me you were at that LARP thing.
What are you doing to me?
Yeah, you said you you do something weird like that, right?
Yeah. What are you doing? Why are you doing this on the air?
Like, I don't have to do anything on the
maybe
air.
Maybe I don't want people to know that I LARP. Maybe I don't want people to know that I
well, you explained it's not like the normal kind.
Uh-huh. No, it's not. It's not.
You know, you reenact, you know.
LARPing, for people who don't know, is live action role playing. It is often unjustly associated with Renaissance festivals and, you know, the sort of Civil War reenactment, stuff like that.
Well, but you said you do something different. You reenact episodes of, was it 24? Was that it?
No, that was my old LARP group.
Oh, yeah, okay. The 24-hour Party Bowers.
Yeah, yeah. The Party Bowers. That's right. Yeah. No, this one, look, I'm not proud of it. Okay, you know what? Actually,
why can't you just admit it? You're really excited about, you know, going to the LARP Con or whatever with your group, and you just say.
We reenact the 1995 NBA playoffs.
Yeah, that's right.
It was the year that the Houston Rockets won their second championship.
Oh, I remember it well.
Yeah. They were the sixth seed. They beat the Jazz. They beat the Suns. They beat the Spurs. They beat the Magic. Which was a playoff run unlike any other.
And no, I remember you when you came in, you asked me to be part of it, and you said you wanted me to play David Robinson so you could dunk on me, and I said no.
Yeah, well, I wanted the LARP guys to dunk on you, because obviously I do not fit the mold of Hakeem Olajuwon or Robert Horry. Who else dunked on David Robinson?
Are you still playing?
Carl Herrera dunked on him.
I'm not Robinson. I'm not part of your stupid group. I'm sorry. That's unfair. That's unfair. You guys look like you're having a lot of fun.
We have a lot of fun.
Well, how was LARPCon?
It was a blast, dude. Well, I mean, obviously, I'm not ruining anything.
Let me ask you this. Does it ever turn out differently?
No.
Huh.
But we perfect the craft.
So how is it not just like playing basketball?
Because we're reenacting every play. Like, okay, I'll give you an example. Not everything goes perfectly. When we got to the finals, it was game one. The guy who was... playing for the Magic, the guy who was playing Nick Anderson,
yeah,
he actually made one of the free throws by accident that he was supposed to miss. He was supposed to miss three free throws down the stretch.
Uh-huh.
He made one of them, and he didn't mean to. And so, you know, you kind of roll with it. You take it as it goes.
What'd you do? Did you say a call line violation?
Of course we did. Yes. Okay, yeah. See, this is why we need you.
All right, well, I have no interest in this.
This is why the Rockets Red Glare needs you on on LARPCon next year.
No, it's not going to happen.
All right, well, you're missing out. It's fun.
Yeah, it may be fun. Hey, folks, we got a good show planned for you today. A lot of usual zany, crazy talk.
Yes.
But we're also going to give something away.
Yeah, later, we got to... Oh, go for it.
No. Later in the show. That's all I was going to say, later in the show.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that. It'll be...
What are we going to give away, though?
Oh, now you're just telling me what to do.
Look, I'm sorry.
We're giving away tickets.
I'm sorry I made fun
of you. We're giving away tickets.
I'm sorry I made fun of your LARPing. Okay, can we start over? Well, can we have a good show?
Because, you know what? I hope you don't come. Because maybe Scotty Brooks
all right,
will shut you down.
How about we just start now with the show?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, we're giving away tickets to what? Later in the show.
We're giving away tickets later in the show to Deer Hunter playing at Emo's next Tuesday. December 2nd. Let's use that method. Playing with Times New Viking.
Times New Viking.
Who
hot,
I'm surprised.
Hot band.
I have not played on the show yet, and I will do that boop, next week. Sorry. We're giving those tickets away later in the show.
Later in the show, so stay tuned for that for your chance to call in and win a pair of guestless passes.
Are you recording this? Because I want to hear myself go, on the archives.
Yeah, okay. Recording us as always.
Very professional.
Which maybe we should mention the podcast of the show. We're available at mascotwinning.com. Hey, that was just Lisa S. with exploring the eternal question, what's a girl to do?
Yeah.
And she had somebody with her.
I noticed she wasn't alone this week.
Was not alone.
What the S? Lisa S?
Yeah, she has an apprentice.
Yeah. Because it's training time. It's apprentice season at Co-op Studios.
Yeah. As we mentioned during the membership drive, anyone and everyone is welcome to come and apprentice on a show and learn some crafts. And, you know, you got to put in a couple volunteer hours and we teach you about things the FCC doesn't want you to say. But you know, Lisa, this is her first year for the show.
Yeah.
This is like her fourth show.
No,
she said she's been on the air previously, but this is her
This
fourth
is her fourth,
show.
Like, fully operational, individually manned or womaned show. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's got, what have we been on? This is our third season.
This is our third season, been on for over a year.
I'm a vet now.
Yeah. And who's in the studio right now? You.
Yeah.
Me. Chairs.
Why
That's
can't
it.
We get an apprentice?
Where's our apprentice?
How come nobody wants to apprentice on the show?
Is it because I smell? Yeah, I smell. There it is. It's out.
Is it because I clean my nails with a switchblade during the music part?
Yeah.
Because I do that, but who cares?
Is it because I like to clean my teeth after I eat a steak with the edge of a business card? Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have good manners.
Is it because half the time I come to the show with open wounds? Oh, I'm sorry. I can't heal that fast.
Yikes. Maybe I shouldn't bring my drinking problem to work with me every Saturday. And I shouldn't show up reeking of bourbon. Sorry. I don't know why that denies me an apprentice, though.
I guess I shouldn't be so physically and mentally abusive. Your words, not mine, co-op.
Maybe I shouldn't have let that one guy in the studio last January when he said he forgot his hat. And I just let him in and left. And then next thing you know, we're doing shows out of intercom. Boo-hoo. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry we're nice to people who forget things. That's why we don't get an apprentice, huh?
I guess not. I guess because, you know what? Politics. That's what it is.
It's totally politics, yeah. Because, I mean, nobody out there listening right now, they didn't want to like, hey, I want to be a part of that show. No. Yeah.
Nobody's inspired by us. Nobody says, hey, I want to try to do comedy. Try being the operative word. Let me cut my teeth on their show. Let me help them out and become a part of radio history. Nobody wanted to do that? That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Which, by the way, man, apprentice on this show? Oh, man. Amazing.
Oh, dude, you're missing out.
Oh, we would let you do so much stuff.
Yeah.
I remember when we apprenticed on Earler's show.
That's right.
Elk Maiden Ritual. Yeah. You know, he touched all the buttons. He let us speak on occasion. He was a good guy.
Yeah.
But the things we let you, our possible apprentice, get away with.
Yeah.
Murder.
Hey, you got somewhere you need to be? You can drive my car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you like some of this equipment? It's yours.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I don't care. Just bring it back next week.
Yeah.
Or not. Who knows?
No. Hey, could you do me a favor? Could you go over to Sonic and get me a double cheeseburger? Hey, get something for yourself.
Hey, keep the change.
Yeah.
And by change, I don't mean dollars.
No.
Yeah.
keep the way it changes you inside.
Yeah, keep the,
feeling of goodness.
The coinage, if there's any coinage.
Oh, yeah, no.
Although I'm giving you a credit card.
You give us the fold, you keep the jingle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you're not the, keep the dollars.
You give me the Hunger Buster sandwich, you keep the sizzle. That doesn't make sense.
You just get to inhale it on the way back to the studio?
Yeah, plus we'd all get tattoos together.
Oh, of course.
You don't want to mask, you don't want to get a tattoo with me and David?
Yeah, you know what? You can have a tattoo of whatever you want.
I'll pick the location on your body that you'll get it.
Yeah.
I mean, it saves you the trouble.
We're going to give you a list of 5 finalists for the tattoo, and you can pick whatever you want out of those 5.
That's right. Yeah. And David and I will get similar tattoos.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not getting a tattoo.
I'll be on my foot.
I want to go to heaven. I don't want to scar my body.
Oh, really? Is that what you believe in?
Sure, why not?
We should probably talk louder because we're on radio.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, sorry. Turn it up in your cars. No apprentice, though. None.
No.
No apprentice. It's a crime is what it is.
You know what? Does anybody just want to hang out? Like, anybody just want to come up to the studio for, like, not the whole season, but the, oh, what's going on here?
You're saying be like a show intern?
Yeah. No, you don't have to fulfill anything. It's not a part of co-op. Just come to the show.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Look, there's stuff we don't always have time to do that you could do, and you could maybe learn something in the meantime.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? That's a terrible idea. I'm sorry. That's a really... I don't like people.
Tell you what, just come on down.
Yeah, just come on down anyway.
Any hour of the day or night. Just if the door's not open, kick it down. Don't do that.
You know what we should do?
Yes, what?
So the studio has windows that look out onto beautiful Airport Boulevard.
I bet a single brick could break one.
You're going the wrong way on this one. You ever watch a show that has been around for many, many years that has touched America's hearts called The Today Show?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how they have like the crowd outside holding up signs and trying to steal Al Roker's wallet?
Yes.
We should have a crowd.
I have been wanting to do the show in front of a live audience.
Yeah. How great would that be? People holding up signs that says, David's hotter than the sun or something.
It'd be like that horrible show that's on like KUT right now or something.
Which one?
Garrison Keillor.
Oh, that one. The what is it?
Hey, slightly bored audience. That's right.
The Country Croc Good Time Hour or something like that.
And by the way, when I was talking about... breaking in, trying the door. Yeah, good luck. We got like 3 security systems now.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't even bother.
And a dog. So take the joke only so far, but don't...
Yeah. And once every 17 days, I'm the security system. You got to get past me. And I'm built like a brick-ass house.
That's right. David keeps his sawed off too.
That's right, I do.
Right outside.
Keep my sawed off pool cue.
Yeah, I keep a sawed off axe. It's really kind of a hatchet.
Yeah.
At that point.
I don't know why you do that. You don't get torque out of it.
Huh?
You see, Mac, science is this thing. No, actually, I just use torque arbitrarily. I don't even know if I'm using it right.
The only thing I know what torque is, I think it was that motorcycle movie.
It was a motorcycle movie, that's right.
Is that the one with Kid Rock or Ice Cube?
Sometimes I like to use the copy of Torque to beat people with it.
No, shut up and answer the question. Is that Kid Rock or Ice Cube?
Kid Rock was in one?
Ooh, 472-5667-472.
Is this the first time we gave out the number?
No, I gave it at the start of the show.
Okay, was it? We prompted with Torque, and we're like, hey, by the way... Call us up.
This show is zipping past.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my God, it is. Yeah.
Yep. I'll tell you what. Do you want to take a break, play some music?
I will do that. Let me make sure I'm set up. Like Max said, 472-5667. If you want to call in, we got more to talk about.
That's right. And we'll be also giving away tickets to go see Deer Hunter with opening act Times, New Viking.
Oh, that's going to be hot.
Emo's December 2nd. We'll be doing a mascot wedding ticket interview. So stay tuned later in the show for that. For your chance to win. David, what are we
going to
hear first?
We are going to hear Brendan Benson off the Alternative to Love album. This is Feel
Brendan
Like
Brendan Benson of...
the better half of the better quarter of the Raconteurs. Poor Greenhorns. They, the other two guys in the band. It's like, oh, the Raconteurs are this group project with Jack White and Brendan Benson. And who else?
I don't know.
A rhythm section. That's No, they're in their own little band. They're in the Greenhorns.
You almost put me to sleep. as soon as you said rhythm section, it was done.
I'm sorry if I want people to get their due.
Yeah. All right, whatever.
Anyway, the better quarter of Brendan Benson from his most recent album, I think. I hope. Right? Yes. This is Feel Like Myself. We'll be right back with more Mascot Wedding Show. And we're back.
Back with Mo Mascot Wedding Show. What did we just hear?
We just heard Brendan Benson. We talked about it.
That's right. Well, I figured for people who have been tuning in who don't know that this is a Mascot Wedding Show, that my name is Mac Blake.
And I'm David Hotta. Yes, for more information, that was off the 2005 release, The Alternative to Love, Brendan Benson, Feel Like Myself.
Anytime you want to call in during today's show, 472-5667, 472-KOOP. We're going to be giving away some tickets in just a minute. But first, some old business.
Old business, do tell.
That's right. I talked at length last week about the McRib. And how I was thinking about eating it, but then wasn't going to eat it. But then I talked about it so stinking long that I had to eat it.
Yeah, it's a shame I wasn't here for that one.
Yeah, but you were there when we ate some McRib.
Yes, I was.
And so it's because I was waffling about whether or not to do another edition of Mascot Wedding Takes a Bullet, where we do something where so you don't have to do it.
Right.
And so I would eat the McRib and give a report, but I think I'm in the minority. in terms of if you have the pot of people out there, like the pie chart of people that might potentially eat a McRib.
Yeah.
I think they're it's close to capacity at this point. Like,
yeah, I think like the pie chart actually has your specific name listed on it in that very thin sliver of pie left.
Mac Blake would eat a McRib, but hasn't. And I had one.
Yeah.
And you and I grabbed one together.
That's right. You didn't really explain it to me. You just said, hey, let's get McRibs. I was fine. Yeah.
Now, the thing was, is that, so I got my McRib meal or whatever came with fries and a drink.
Mm-hmm.
I got my with no onions, full disclosure. And the thing was, is I sat down to eat it, but I'm so used to just like scarfing down fast food that I was halfway through the McRib before I was like, oh, I should pay attention to this. And so I started paying attention. And, I guess it tasted like rib meat.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird.
It is weird because if you've had ribs, not a lot of meat on the ribs. I mean, there's some. There's enough to, you know, you put away a rack, you put away some meat.
Yeah.
But there's not enough to, like, warrant a sandwich. So you already know going in, this might not be on the up and up. This might not be the most genuine thing on the McDonald's menu. And then you, like, take the bun off. And it's got like the rib, like it's sectioned off into little riblets.
It's like they took it to the McDonald's Fun Factory
mm-hmm.
and made it like that. But the weird thing is in my brain, I guess I thought it was the like McBarbecue.
Yeah.
I didn't really fully contemplate. Wait, no, this is rib meat.
Yeah.
They took rib meat and made it into a sandwich, and that is kind of scary.
It is kind of scary. And
so what did you think?
I'd had it before, and so I wasn't dreading the McRib.
I wasn't dreading it either. I look forward to every adventure with a sense of... That's not true. I dreaded Zach and Mary McAporno.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah.
I don't understand what prompted McDonald's to even do this. They are a burger joint. They sell burgers. They sell fries. Bless you. Like, where was the public outcry? Like, were people, like... rioting in the streets, wanting a rib-flavored sandwich. We're like people driving around with bumper stickers that says, you know, where's my meat or something. No.
I mean, McDonald's tries things from time to time, and they actually, there's also regional McDonald's menu items. Like if you go to Maryland, they'll have crab cakes.
Are you serious?
Yeah. If you go to Hawaii, every meal comes with some pineapple. That's right. I went to Hawaii and ate at a McDonald's.
I soaked in their lovely culture by heading to fast food.
That's right. Oh, what, fresh fish? I'll try the fish witch. But,
I guess my...
it was weird.
My feeling about the McRib... You idiot. My feeling about the McRib...
I'll smash your brain in. How about that?
That's fine. It's okay, but who cares?
It tasted kind of rubbery.
Yeah, well, I mean, it tastes just like the kind of microwave sandwich you could get at a convenience store. Like, they have that sort of rack of like, hey, look at that hot dog sitting there for 4 days. Or, you know, look at that chicken salad sandwich that I wouldn't touch to save my life.
I think it's kind of, I mean, yeah, along your lines, like, wow, so the McRib's back. Who cares?
Yeah.
Exactly, like.
Yeah.
I don't understand the appeal of this.
Of all the food items, to have that sort of campaign like, hey, McRib's retiring, you better get it. Like, that's the last thing. Do it for the Wild Mountain Sandwich at Wendy's, which I love so much.
I think it's just like...
But don't do it for the McRib. Who cares?
It kind of is in a... I mean, I hate to chastise my fast food eating brethren because, you know, we don't have long to live.
My ears are burning.
But it seems like if you want to... It seems like it's like, hey, people who eat at McDonald's way too much, here's something new. Get excited about it, which is sad.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Instead of having the number three that I always have every day of my soul-sucking existence, I think I'll try something new. I think I'll try that rib-flavored sandwich.
You know, I don't know. So McRib, I don't get it, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't get the appeal.
Not for me.
Yeah. It tasted okay. You know, it was rubbery or whatever.
Yeah.
But
so what?
Yeah.
Which, you know what? I do have to chide you a little bit.
You're going to chide me?
Yeah.
I didn't agree to that. I didn't sign on for any chiding.
Well, you're gonna get a
first
chiding.
New apprentice now chiding.
Well, yeah.
We're supposed to agree all the time on the show. That's how the show works. On normal radio shows, you have two different people, two different opinions. This one, 2-1.
Mac, you're absolutely correct.
We're a funnel.
You are absolutely
right. We're
a
funnel.
100%.
Chide away.
However, no onions.
I don't like.
I understand you don't like onions, but it feels like you. It doesn't add anything to the sandwich either. I'm just nitpicking. I'm nitpicking for the sake of nitpicking. It bothers me that, and then you opened it up and you were like, oh, they have pickles too? Like, what were you expecting? Just like, here's meat. Here's meat in a bun.
Sometimes I like getting things plain.
Yeah.
When I go to Wendy's, I get the number 6 spicy chicken filet, a plain.
Are you serious?
Yes.
But the tomato adds so much. It's so juicy.
And You know what's weird?
What?
Look, I work at International Tomato, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Not the biggest fan of tomatoes.
Yeah, that's understandable. Maybe because you're around it so much.
I got the job out of college, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, I like ketchup plenty, but the actual like sliced tomato.
Yeah.
Not into it.
Yeah,
really.
It weirds me out that you like the ketchup but not the tomato.
Well, and I also like tomato soup.
Yeah, you're all over the map on this one.
Man, it's
you're missing out. Tomatoes, where it's at.
Yeah, Mr. Gomez, one of the supervisors down there, that's all I get from him is you know, he gives me junk.
Mm-hmm.
For not liking tomatoes, but whatever. Anyway, hey, you want to give away some tickets?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. It's time for the Mascot Wedding ticket interview. So you should call right now, 472-5667 for your chance to win what?
Win Deer Hunter tickets for Tuesday, December 2nd with the opening act Times New Viking.
That's right, because I don't want to give the tickets away to some idiot. We got to make sure you're cool.
Yeah, you can't just be like caller 6.
Yeah.
We got to prove your worth. Or we got to check your merit.
All right, we got to call in line 1 and 2. You want to give Johnny Quickdraw the thing or not as fast?
Oh, no.
I think this person was waiting to call us. We'll take it.
Yeah, right. We'll do that.
Doodle doot doot. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. What is your name, caller?
My name is Jennifer Schiller. BJ.
Huh? And what part of town are you calling from, Jennifer?
I'm in kind of North Hyde Park.
North Hyde Park.
Did you say you're a DJ? Are you DJing the station?
No, I was. You said caller, and I said DJ. But no,
oh.
I'm.
Oh, clever, clever.
Do you not know our names?
Dave.
And
there's two of us.
I know.
What's my name? Not starting out the interview well, Jennifer.
This interview not going well.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
Come on,
know.
David and
David's friend who's funny with them.
Oh
wow. Flattery will get you everywhere.
Let's start this interview over, okay?
Except the Deer Hunter show.
Okay. Hello, Jennifer. My name is Mac.
I am David.
Hey.
Yes, and so you were interviewing for these guest list passes to go see Deer Hunter, is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
We're just going to ask you some questions first and before we make a decision. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Jennifer, what was the last record you purchased?
The last record I purchased a bunch at the same time.
Okay, most notably, something that you were... give me something you were going to be proudest of and least proud of.
All right. The proudest was an old Woody Guthrie one.
Okay, now what's the one you'd be proud of?
No, that was what I'm, what? Least proud of?
I'm sorry. No, I'm just messing with you.
No, did you have like a homework assignment to listen to old boring music? Is that why you bought the Woody Guthrie?
Yeah, you know, I figured it was time to click into that old sit around.
Okay.
I disagree, but I respect it. I respect your opinion.
And give me the guilty pleasure of that purchasing.
Guilty pleasure was the Music Man.
Soundtrack to the Music Man.
Do you know what the... We're not giving away tickets to the movie, Deer Hunter. Do you know that?
You know what, though? I've been waiting for this show for like a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really excited when I heard that you guys were giving them away.
Do you ever, download music?
From like, not really.
Okay.
I prefer to buy it.
Excellent. Okay.
Oh, okay, good. No, yes. Yeah. Excellent, excellent.
Yeah, I like that.
Jennifer, if you go to this show, are you going to rock at it? Are you going to rock out?
I'm going, you know, it depends. If it really moves me into that mode.
Hmm.
You're not going to smoke a marijuana cigarette at the show, are you?
Are you kidding me?
I know some people do that. Yeah, I read a report on it.
Some people bring left-handed cigarettes.
Yes.
And,
is that illegal?
It is illegal.
It is,
that's
yes.
why we just want to make sure that... You know, you're there as a representative of the Mascot Wedding Show. I don't want you smoking any jazz cigarettes while you're there.
Yes.
You can trust me.
Will you start a mosh pit?
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Oh.
Are you willing to take a drug test?
I don't subject myself to those sorts of...
Okay, and we cannot legally subject it to you either, so that's fine, I guess.
Dang it.
Jennifer, do you have any questions for us at this point of the interview?
Yes, where are you each from?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's nice to take an interest.
I am from originally from Houston, Texas.
Yes.
And I am originally from San Antonio, Texas. How about yourself, Jennifer? Where are you from?
Originally from Toronto, but lived for a long time in Houston.
Oh, what brought you down from Toronto?
I was a kid, and my dad brought me down.
Okay.
But I always claim it first.
So you guys are big Rockets fans? You guys like the Rockets?
No, not really.
Oh.
No.
I'm fine with that. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm fine with that.
Wow. I'm a Maple Leafs fan, though.
Maple Leafs. Like going to parks and stuff?
Yes. I just watched them fall from the trees.
Oh, well, that's pleasant.
That's relaxing.
Yeah.
Okay, now Jennifer, Dave, and I are going to confer for a minute here. Mm-hmm.
So just sit patiently. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Okay. Hey, David, how's
not
that?
A Rockets fan.
Yeah. So she didn't know my name.
No, she didn't know your name. That's
obviously
well.
Not a fan of the show.
And she might start a mosh pit, which that was kind of a trick question because I love rocking out, which, by the way, she should rock out anyway.
Yeah, I think she should.
Yeah. You don't let the music come to you. You go to the music.
That's right.
You say, hey, music, let's party.
Look, if I was going to be at the show,
yeah,
I was going to jump up on stage.
Yeah, I got to tell you.
I was going to let security tase me and take me out.
I'm seeing someone in my head.
Yeah.
And it's Andrew W.K., and she's no Andrew W.K.
Look, I don't want to give her these tickets.
I don't either.
All right. Okay. Hey, right. Jennifer.
Yes.
We're going to give you the tickets.
Yay.
Yeah, that's
Mac.
Right. Oh, that's me. Oh.
Just so using nice. It, milking it.
Yeah, I like
hey,
it.
Man. I'll never forget.
You shan't never forget.
Shan't, won't.
All right, well, tell you what, Jennifer, stay on the line. And so we can get your information down because we are going to take a break.
Do you remember how to do that?
Do I remember how to do that? Yes, I think I do.
Okay, well, we'll take a break. Mac's going to get your information.
If I hang up on you, call back.
Yes.
And no one pretend to be Jennifer either. I'm smarter than that.
So wait, I call back? Is that what you just said?
No. Stay on the line. I'm going to try not to hang up on you.
Don't do it.
All right, I won't.
Wow.
Whoa, geez.
Sass.
You don't have these tickets yet.
Just kidding.
All right. Hey, tell you what, let's take a break. Let's listen to my stuff or your stuff?
Your stuff.
Let's listen to That Dog with Gagged and Tied.
We'll be right back.
More Mad's Got Winnings right after this.
You were listening to the Mascot Wedding Show. The time is 6:44. Coming up on the top of the hour, where we will hear a clear spot. But first, is that that's a call. Hang on one second. Probably wants Deer Hunter tickets. Let me get rid of them real quick. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello. Can I speak to Mac?
Mac is not in right now. He is he's tending to some business.
Oh, jeez. Do you know when he's going to be back?
No, actually, I don't. I'm sorry.
This is Trev. I work with him at International Tomato. Can you tell him that I need to talk to him?
Wait,
is this David?
Yeah, this is David.
Yeah, I remember you. You're that scumbag who wouldn't help me out at the softball game.
Oh, you're Trev from International Tomato. You like to gamble, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I do. And you were no help helping me not to gamble anymore.
Well, I'm terribly sorry that I didn't help your crippling addiction.
Okay, well, look, idiot. I need some advice, and I think you're going to give it to me.
Wow, you really need to ask more politely, I guess?
You know, you work in radio, right?
I do, yes.
You're not just like a student host or something?
No, we're not student hosts.
All right, well, then tell you what. I'm going to run some ideas past you, because just tell me what you think about them, all right?
Sure, fine, okay.
Because I got this huge marketing presentation on Monday, you know, that I'm supposed to have been preparing for all week, and you know, I need someone to bounce some ideas off of.
Okay, Trev, I didn't know you worked in marketing. Mac said you were in the shipping department.
Well, yeah, I used to work in the shipping department, but then they transferred me.
Okay.
They said that they wanted to know how come I'm so bad at my job. I told them it was because. Because I wanted to do marketing, but really I just didn't want to get fired.
I see. And now, fittingly enough, you have a marketing presentation to do.
Yeah, that's right. We got the biggest show of the year coming up, the Detroit Produce Show,
mm-hmm.
next month, and International Tomato Show. Yeah, so they need like the right tchotchkes, you know, to give out.
Okay, like
tchotchkes, like swag.
Yeah, like stuff that everybody gets for free at these kind of trade shows to, you know, to remember the company by. So wait a second.
Exactly.
So
my presentation's on Monday, and I need some killer ideas.
Right. So if you've known about this for a while, why did you wait until the last minute?
Because I've been busy working on other stuff.
Like other assignments or.
Well, I've been playing WOW all week.
WOW. What is WOW?
Are you not on the internet at all? It's only the most popular role-playing game.
Oh, you were playing World of Warcraft.
What? No, that's for losers. I've been playing World of Watercraft.
I'm sorry, did you say World of Watercraft?
Yeah, it's a fantasy boating game. I'm a 9th level yachtsman.
You're just on Watercraft all the time.
Yeah, like I take a 14-foot out, just sailing around, you know? Sometimes I'm in a power yacht, and, you know, I just sit around and pick some leaves, go on adventures.
You know what? If you're having fun, great. But
that time I took a kick-ass party in international waters. You don't want to know how that adventure ended.
you took people in the role-playing game?
I ruined my keyboard.
Okay, thank you. That's... okay, fine. Yes.
Yeah, so I've been doing that all week, and, you know, that's pretty big stuff, because I'm a pretty big yachtsman in the game. I got responsibilities.
Well,
I got my own fleet to take care of. I can't just blow it off.
Well, maybe don't play the game. I mean, you got a big presentation to do.
Hey, can you stay focused for 1 second?
Okay.
Look, I only got a few short hours before Monday's meeting. I need your take on that.
Well, but the meeting's Monday. You have all day tomorrow.
No, tomorrow is tref time. I'm going to be at diversions all day placing bets.
Uh-huh. On a big betting day, I guess.
Oh, it's the hugest betting day of the week. Diversions got like 42 plasma TVs and awesome drink specials.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Diversions. Thank you.
Yeah, they got 50 cent Jaeger blasters all day tomorrow.
Oh, those Jaeger blasters. God.
Yeah, and they also got $3 Tijuana hate crimes.
I'm sorry, you kind of broke up a little bit. Did you say, what's a Tijuana hate crime?
It's half tequila and half fruit punch.
Oh, I get it. Wow, that's offensive.
It's a pretty low price.
No, that's not what I'm talking. Forget it. You know what? Forget it. So tomorrow's Trev's time. You're just going to bet on football all day?
Well, not just football. I also bet on Fox's animation lineup. You know, like Family Guy.
How do you bet on Family Guy?
Well, you bet on the number of asides, you know. You can bet on the references. You know, this week I got a hot tip that Peter's going to remember the time he was RoboCop's partner.
Remember the time he was RoboCop's partner? Okay, fine.
Yeah, I got a C note on that one.
You have $100 on Family Guy.
Yeah, that's the place to bet on that show, America's Dad.
I think it's American Dad, actually.
Yeah, I think that American Dad is going to open his own snow cone stand this week. I got a good feeling about that.
Why would you even bet on that? Now, look,
because I can, and it's a sure thing. I mean, this week's Simpsons, I totally know it's going to be Lenny-centric.
A Lenny-centric Simpsons episode. These are dumb bets. I'm sorry. These are really stupid and asinine bets.
Well, look, if you're just going to be an idiot, maybe I shouldn't get your take on these tchotchkes.
I'm telling you, yeah, maybe not.
I tell you what, I'm going to run past you real quick.
Okay, fine.
All right. Here's one I know is going to the big wigs are going to like.
Okay.
It's a tube top, right, for the ladies?
Right.
Yeah, but on it says, in big writing, it says, do you want to squeeze these tomatoes?
Wow, that's, no, I don't like that. That's bad. That's very offensive.
Why do you like that?
Because it's offensive. It's not appropriate. It's not an appropriate tchotchke.
How is that offensive?
It's very vulgar and crude.
You know, and she's out.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. You need to stay in one place. Not to tell you how to do your job, Trev, but your phone's not that great.
Look, I can't stop pacing. I'm so worried.
All right, well, you should stop pacing.
You don't tell me what to do.
Okay, stay right there. That's perfect.
Well, look, if you don't like the tube top idea, you're probably not going to like my idea for the international thing of shorts either.
Shorts? Like running shorts or something? Like...
Yeah, everyone comes by the international tomato booth in a pair of really short shorts.
Really short shorts, okay.
Yeah, but it's got a picture of tomato and it says, put it in my tomato.
Okay, no, that's not good.
And on the front it says, sauce me here.
No, that's even worse. That's no, the shorts are a bad idea. That's everything you've had so far is a bad idea.
What about the car decoration?
Okay, your phone again is terrible.
You know the those car decorations that look like man parts hanging from the back of a truck.
Yeah, I do. I know the name of them. I'm not going to say them on the radio. That's
what if it was like a pair of tomatoes?
No, that's awful. That is really awful and just gross. It's gross. Why would you do that?
All right, let me see what else I got here. Oh, okay. What about this one? You know, like the pet egg.
The pet egg?
Yeah, like that thing that people use, like soft dead skin from their feet.
Oh, the pet egg. Yeah, that. Yeah, that like scrapes your feet smooth.
Yeah, that's what I said, stupid.
Okay. Yeah, I know it.
Okay, well, how about one shaped like a tomato?
Like a tomato. No, that's, again, awful. That's very dumb.
Well, that was actually Mr. Gomez's idea. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, well, okay. Then don't use it.
Yeah, you should see his feet. They're horrible.
I don't want to see Mr. Gomez's feet.
They look like the deep-fried Funyuns.
do you have any? I never thought I'd say this. Do you have any other suggestions? I don't want to talk about Mr. Gomez's feet.
I think he's got, like, feet of beaties.
Feet of beaties?
Yeah, what about my... This is pure Trev.
Okay.
I don't even want to almost say this because I know everyone's going to rip it off.
All right, well, let's have it.
This is going to be the number one best tchotchke of the show.
I'm on pins and needles.
Okay, it's called the flesh tomato.
The flesh tomato. What is that?
Well, it looks like a larger-than-average tomato, but really it's got a hole on one side so you can get your stuff done.
Like, what stuff? What are you talking about?
Well, it's made from, like, a space-age polymer,
mm-hmm.
and it's dishwasher-safe, you know, and lubricants won't stick.
Oh, okay, that's enough. I get where you're going with this now. No, thank you.
Just, like, pretend it's, like, your girlfriend.
No, that's fine. That's horrible. Keep moving.
Boyfriend.
How does that promote IT, anyway? How does that promote International Tomato?
I don't know.
All your ideas are sleazy and or they're gross. What about
no,
just, like...
Not.
Yes, they are. Running shorts with vulgar sayings on them and tube tops. Nobody wears tube. What about just a keychain? Just a keychain.
Huh. So you mean like a keychain, like shaped like something?
Sure, fine, yeah.
Like a bra, like holding two tomatoes?
No.
Is that a keychain?
No. How about just a tomato? Your international tomato, just a tomato. Or like miniature bottles of international tomato ketchup.
Oh, that could work. Hold on, let me take this down.
All right.
Tiny. Now, these miniature bottles, I mean, they don't have ketchup inside. They have, like, Bloody Marys or something cool.
No. What are you talking? Just ketchup.
What? No one's going to want that.
What are you talking about? No, look, if you don't think...
gross.
Well, if you don't want people to want ketchup, you're in the wrong game. You shouldn't be doing this.
Oh, I shouldn't be doing this.
No, you're not a very good marketing person if you're telling people that ketchup is gross.
You know what? You know what? I think you actually helped a lot.
Well, okay, great. Well, good. I'm glad.
Because I just realized that you're an idiot.
Oh, you just... Okay, great. Thank you.
And so anything you hate is probably golden.
I see. Well, I'm glad I could help you. Monster. You are a monster of the tomato industry.
I'm not a monster. They're going to name my marketing team the All-Winner Squad after they see these ideas.
I guarantee you they're not. I'm pretty sure they're not.
Okay. Well, if you see Mac, tell him he doesn't have to call me because I got it done.
He won't call you. I guarantee that as also.
Oh, hey, speaking of guarantees.
Yeah.
How do you like in tomorrow's Giants-Cardinals game?
So, I think the Giants are going to smoke the Cardinals. I think they're
going to cover the spread?
I don't know. Oh. You're asking for gambling tips.
But it's the Cardinals, so you're taking the over, right?
I don't know what I'm taking. I'm not taking anything. I don't gamble.
All right, what about Family Guy? What's your feeling on that tomorrow?
You know, I don't have a... You know what? This call's done.
Do you think Peter's going to open... he's going to go... Or do you think he's going to go to, like, a space camp?
I don't know. You know what, Trev? Goodbye. I got to go. Sorry. Hanging up on you. Boop. There we go. Sorry about that. I have trouble working the phones. The time is 6:56 in the p.m. Mascot Wedding coming down the home stretch. Before we make way for Lisa and Linda, the ladies of Clear Spot. I used alliteration. Yay. Let's get some stuff out of the way first. regarding the internet. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including side projects and archives of past shows, you may visit mascotwedding.com. We also have an electronic mail address, mascotwedding@gmail.com, for any comments, questions, or delicious recipes. I said that last time. That sounds stupid. We're going to get out of the way. We are going to play some Jerry Lee Lewis and then scooch on out and enjoy the rest of our Saturday night. We hope you do the same. Clear Spot coming up next for Mac Blake. I'm David Hatta. Goodbye, Austin.
Hey, call me the meat man. You ought to see me eat now. I'm the meat man. You ought to see me eat now.